Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday. We made it. October 28th, 2011. I am Bill Buckmaster, and I thank you very much for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live here Monday through Friday at noon on KVOI AM 1030, known as The Voice, and it is also known proudly as Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And our Voice Network with our simulcast partners, our friends in Cochise County and Douglas. They listen to the Buckmaster Show at 9:30 a.m. KAPR. Up in Gila County, Eastern Arizonans listen to the Buckmaster Show out of Globe at KJAA AM 1240. Put it all together, and the Buckmaster Show is heard in about 8 of Arizona's 15 counties. Of course, you can always listen to the Buckmaster Show at our website, buckmastershow.com, where we have shows archived for your 24/7 listening pleasure. Also, thanks to our partnership with the online news service, TucsonSentinel.com. Our programs are available anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. Fridays on the Buckmaster Show, we get things going with our Friday Focus interview, today focusing on a Southern Arizona newsmaker. And today we welcome Arturo Gabaldon. Did I get it close?
That was very close, all right. Bill. Thank you.
Arturo is president of Community Water of Green Valley. Community Water wants to run an 8-mile pipeline from the existing Pima Mine Road CAP recharge site in the Sahuarita area to its proposed recharge site near Green Valley. It would cost approximately $15 million. Rosemont Copper has pledged to pay that. The pipeline is the key for Rosemont to be able to keep its pledge to replenish the aquifer from which it would pump groundwater to serve the mine that it hopes to build in the Santa Rita Mountains. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show to question Mr. Gabaldon is Dan Shear. Dan is editor of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. Arturo and Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arturo, let's begin with you now about Green Valley and Sahuarita. They have come out pretty much largely against Rosemont's proposed mine in the Santa Ritas. Why do you like the mine? Does the water company like the mine? And what are your customers saying to you about the mine?
Well, I think we're going to start with the mission of Community Water Company. We are a not-for-profit, member-owned co-op. And our mission is to reliably deliver drinking water to our members and to maintain a sustainable water supply. In 1985, Community Water Company committed to a cap allocation, allocation off the Central Arizona Project. In 1993, the cap was deemed complete. And since 1993, we have been looking for funding for our project, which will bring water 9 miles, or 7 miles actually, from Pima Mine Road to Community Water Company of Green Valley. Now, the timing of what happened with Rosemont is they made a commitment to recharge water in the active management area, which they have been doing. They have, my understanding is they've put in about 45,000 acre feet in Marana. Now, Marana is 35 miles away from Green Valley and downhill, and the board of the water company went to them, and we talked to them, and we said, hey, you know, you should be recharging in the area which you're going to be pulling the water from. And they agreed. After talking, they stepped up to the plate, and they've agreed to fund a pipeline to bring the water from Pima Mine Road to Green Valley.
Okay. Well, before I throw it over to Dan Shear, I want to invite our Buckmaster Show listeners, 790-2040, if you have any questions for Arturo Gabaldon, or you can call toll-free 1-866-725-5467. Also, and we are delighted to say, Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido, a true retirement, continuing care retirement community at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. More about Splendido at SplendidoAZ.net. Let's go now to Dan Shear from the Green Valley News.
Arturo, can we go back to Bill's original question, which was Green Valley and Sahuarita largely do not support Rosemont. There's a lot of opposition down there. What have you been hearing from your customers or from people in the area about your partnership?
Well, our customers have, in general, been able to separate the pipeline project from the issue of the planned mine operations. They recognize early that water is important to the Green Valley area, and that obtaining a pipeline to transport the water directly to our service area is very important to them. And frankly, I think many people have been very supportive of water for our area.
Right, but one of the problems with Rosemont is that it's going to be taking so much water from the area, and that really is the number one concern of the residents right there, is that we're going to have major water problems. Should we fear Rosemont coming in terms of taking away the water we need down there?
The commitment from Rosemont is to recharge 105% of all of the water that they're going to take and that they do take prior to them taking it. So there's going to be a balance, and it's also going to be in the area of hydrological influence. So the problem would be if the water was placed somewhere else and taken from another place, but this one will be very close in relationship. So they'll be very well covered. But as far as fear goes, I would say don't be afraid, because there's a lot of agencies and there's a lot of government bodies that actually monitor water in our local area.
But you said before we went on the air that the water supply is actually going down in that area. Okay, so it's an issue, but you say bringing in a mine that is going to be pulling out, 6,000 acre feet a year is not anything to worry about. Is that accurate?
No. First of all, the water situation in the Green Valley Sahuarita area is that there is more water being pulled out than naturally goes in, because right now there is no recharge facilities in our area. I'm talking Green Valley. Now, the deficit is a result of the agricultural and mining that's done, where the water is pulled out and evaporated into the air. Once it's evaporated, there's not much that a water company is going to be able to do with it. On the other hand, what the deal with Rosemont's is that they will fund the Community Water Company pipeline project. And what this pipeline project is going to do is, prior to them taking out their water, they're stepping up to the plate to recharge 105% of what's taken out.
It's 12:12 on the Buckmaster Show. Arturo Gabaldon is with us from Community Water of Green Valley. Arturo and Dan Shear is here from Green Valley. Gentlemen, slip on your headsets so we can go to the Buckmaster Show live line and take a call from Jerry. Jerry, you are with Arturo Gabaldon. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Several things, as I understand it. If you didn't use your TAP water and Rosemont hadn't done their thing with the pipeline, that you would be losing your allotment, and also that Rosemont Mine is also helping those that have wells, fixing their wells, and making sure that their water levels are taken care of. Is that not true?
A community water company is... I have personal knowledge of... I'm going to ask you to repeat the question. I've never worn headsets before.
She was asking about fixing up the wells.
The wells were in a separate contract,
uh-huh.
And I wasn't involved with those particular issues the well.
I can speak a little bit to that. They have made some remarkable, let's say, promises and commitments to the people in the Sarita Heights area who are on wells, and they already are fixing, broken motors and things like that. So Rosemont has made a commitment and stepped up to the plate there.
But regarding our allocation, Community Water Company has what's called an M&I allocation, which is a high priority water. When you read the contract, there's nothing about use it and lose it in the contract. However, if there is a declaration declared by the department, by the Secretary of the Interior on the cap, Arizona will be the first to take the shortage, and you're probably going to be in a much better position if you're using the water than if you're not.
And Jerry did point out that she recently took the Rosemont tour. I'm not sure how she liked it, but she did want us to mention that she took the tour. And Dan Scheer, I think you have recommended that everybody should take a look at it themselves. You've taken it several times.
Yeah, absolutely.
FICO, the owners of the pecan orchards, they are also planning a pipeline off the CAP terminus. Why don't the companies cooperate on this, Arturo?
A community water company has approached all of the entities in the area, agriculture, mining, asking them to participate in the project, to work together with it. So far, we haven't heard much from them. And so those are their decisions. Community water company has an allocation that it needs to put to use. Our members, since 1985, have been pulling out of their pockets to invest into the cap, and they need to see a return on their money, and the return is this water needs to be placed into our hydrological area.
But is it as simple as the fact that FICO opposes Rosemont?
I don't know what their, you know, what their decisions are. We have asked that people participate, that entities participate. This is going to be a 36-inch pipeline, and we will be, you know, we are working with other entities through the USC PUG. It's just not on this pipeline project.
So now we're going to have two pipelines out of there. Is that accurate?
You know, when you look at the 1998 Malcolm Perney report, which was a comprehensive study in the area, what that tells us is that there's going to be many pipelines for over the next 100 years. I mean, it just lays out this great plan of a pipeline this way, that way, and across that way. Having additional pipelines that don't cost the customers, that don't cost the taxpayers, that don't cost the water payers any money, hey, go for it.
Coming up now, 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show, I think this will be a good time to take a break on our Friday Focus interview with Arturo Gabaldon. When we come back, will Pima County taxpayers eventually play a role in this pipeline? And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, you are always welcome here. That number is 790-2040. Give us a call on the Buckmaster Show live line. Stay with us. From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Biro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Ace pizza as it was meant to be at Biro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Biro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Well, 19 on the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday Focus on this last Friday of October. Arturo Gabaldon is with us, and he is the head, he is the president of Community Water of Green Valley. And before the break, Arturo, also thanks to Dan Scheer of Green Valley News, Saul Rita Sun is with me in studio. I said the question that I would be asking right before the break, so you've had a couple of minutes to think about it. Will Pima County taxpayers eventually have to play a role in this pipeline? Are they going to get stuck with some costs?
Well, first of all, this pipeline is an agreement between two private companies. So this is actually a private venture. But benefits to Pima County will be tremendous in that there's going to be jobs. As a result of this, there will be water that will be placed into an area that there was no water. And, you know, there will be now people operating a recharge facility and a pipeline system. So there will be permanent jobs that will come out of this. However, Pima County is not a water provider, and their focus is wastewater, and they are, you know, they're not water providers. So other than getting benefits,
their wastewater treatment plant dispute with the town of Marana right now.
I can only speak of Green Valley.
Yes,
of course. We don't have a dispute.
But you said that this is an agreement between two private companies, the Green Valley Community Water of Green Valley and Rosemont. It's agreement between the two
of you.
That
is correct.
And then, of course, CAP has to sign off on this. And you're confident CAP is going to deliver this water. When will that happen?
Well,
what's the timetable?
Well, Community Water Company has been talking to CAP. We're very optimistic that they are going to be able to resolve their problems, their issues of, you know, what it's going to take. And we're going to be connecting to the what we call the lateral, pretty close to the recharge facility, in our phase one, and bring that down to Green Valley. And it's actually up to Green Valley, bringing it south. We're hoping that by 2013 we're going to see some water flowing. We have about three challenges. There's a bridge that the town of Sahuarita is looking at replacing. That's on Pima Mine Road, and that would impact us because we'd prefer to go on the bridge, you know, strapped onto the side of the bridge rather than to have to bore under it. Second of all, there is there's a realignment of Sahuarita Road and Olmogales, and so they're going to move the whole road, but they need to secure the rights of way and things like that, so we're waiting on that. And then finally, where are we going to put the water? We're very optimistic. The process is moving. They are coming back with their comments. State land for our preferred recharge site is working on its permits.
Okay, and if you would like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line. Here is Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News.
Arturo, recently Community Water and the Green Valley Water District announced an intent to merge. This is an interesting public-private partnership that would come about. Why is this happening?
The merge is actually, there is no proposal for merger at this moment. What the two entities are looking at is, what is it going to take to merge? Because there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved. How would we deal with this? How would we deal with that? And they're working together, and they made it clear in the press release a couple weeks ago that what they're looking for is, what is it going to take and how much time would it take? So they've given themselves 24 months to do this investigation, and at the end of the 24 months, There may be a proposal. There may not be. Nobody knows right now.
But it's no secret that this agreement, if the merger did go through, that it would provide quite a bit of political clout in future water talks in the region. Is that accurate?
That's will be one of the benefits in that we would be a larger water provider in the area to a greater number of people.
Who's the enemy? Who's trying to get our water?
Well, it isn't so much the enemy as far as it's trying to get federal funding, let's say, for building on the pipeline to go further south for different projects. The water right now is always flowing downhill. And that means that it is flowing north from Nogales, past Green Valley into Tucson. So our concerns is always, how are we going to secure a sustainable water supply for our members? And thus, in 1985, we committed to the Central Arizona Project.
But I was
at
that meeting when they were talking about the merger initially, and they kind of rolled it out to us. And there was definitely a sense that we need to protect ourselves from something. We are, Sahuarita is the second fastest growing community in the state. We're going to get a lot more people come in. We possibly will have Rosemont there taking more water. Water is a huge issue. It is by far the biggest concern of people down there. So again, back to this idea of clout. Again, who are we protecting this from? Who's trying to get our water?
Well, I'm going to answer the question like this. It all depends on the size of your map. Because when you look at the local region, you see the city of Tucson with their wells just north of Pima Mine Road, but then they're doing recharge. And the challenge is that the CAP water has to flow through Tucson to get to us. So the first question is how much will be allowed, you know, to continue to Green Valley? Now, but let's take the map even larger. Now you throw in Maricopa, and you look at Green Valley, and you say, hey, what's happening with the water here? Well, the cap water has to pass through Maricopa, and the city of Tucson has to make sure it's represented to make sure that its allocations come further south. Now you look at even a larger map of the state of Arizona, and you say, hey, is Arizona going to continue to get its, you know, its full allocation of water? Is it always going to be available? And we're competing with states like Colorado and Utah and Wyoming, which are seeing their own development. And so they're pulling water off the river before it even gets here. So water, and then one more, is state of California here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
California demands a lot of water. So
that's kind of the big picture about the competition for the water. But I want to get back to a fundamental question with Arturo. Right now, you don't have the CAP water. Are you okay? You're drawing water from wells, right?
Correct.
And do you have enough water?
We are blessed in that there is a rather large aquifer underneath us. However, the aquifer has a finite amount, and it's ADWR tells us it's well over 100 years water supply there.
That's the state water.
Right. One of the water utilities recently just updated their assured water certification, and Department of Water Resources said, hey, yeah, there's enough for you to pull out 5,000 acre feet, which is what my understanding of the plan of operations of Rosemont was. And so if they can pull out the 5,000, well, so could others. And so the question is, you know, are we caretakers of this land of ours, or do we just do whatever we need to do and continue to see the decline in the water? The challenge that we have is the two largest is agriculture and mining that pull out is creating the majority of this deficit. Even without any human consumption, it'd still be a deficit. And we need to solve this.
But you and I both know that down in that area, there are tens of thousands of homes planned over the next 10, 20, 30 years. Lots of growth planned down there. Do you see water as being a barrier at any point, say, in the next 25, 30 years to growth down south of Tucson?
Well, I think we saw it in the questions that came up before the town council regarding the Rancho Maria development. Mm-hmm. And that might be dated words, you know, what they called their development before they pulled out. But my understanding from the town was, and from the Pima County, kept coming back to, where are you going to get the water for these homes, and why do you expect to be able to take it just from the ground? And so I think as long as our elected representatives remain diligent, then I think everything will be well, and we'll act responsibly.
Quick follow-up, Dan. Got about less than a minute.
Okay, let me go back to Rosemont has said in at least a dozen meetings I've attended, this is kind of changing gears a little bit, that the Marana recharge basically is their justification for, you know, they're already put in quite a bit, and we're going to be doing that in the future and everything. Does that recharge really help us out, though, in Green Valley and in Sahuarita, since it's way, way the other direction? They say it does. You're more of an expert on it.
No,
is that helping us at all?
20 seconds to answer, I'm sorry.
The commitment is that they will bring wet water down, not paper water. So for any water that they use, they must replenish it 105%.
Arturo Gabaldon, thank you very much from Community Water Company of Green Valley. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Good luck to you. Coming up now on 30 minutes past the hour on the Buckmaster Show, that is Friday Focus, but we've got the Friday Reporters Roundtable. Dan Scheer will be sticking around in studio, and soon to join us, Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer from the Arizona Daily Star. That's coming up on Friday Roundtable. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of the Northeast bracing for anywhere from a dusting of snow to about 10 inches tomorrow. Forecasters say that parts of New England could see the upper end of those predictions. They were supporters of President Obama 4 years ago, but now tens of thousands of people who together gave millions to his campaign are holding on to their money, or even giving it to other candidates. Hundreds of members of New York's police union have turned out to support 13 of their fellow members who were in court today on charges of fixing parking tickets for friends and family. Taking a look at Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the Dow is up about 9 points, 12,218, the NASDAQ 6 points lower, and the S&P is trading 2 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson. Volunteers working together.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
On the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And our Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040. You're always welcome to join in the conversation. We welcome you back. The Voice Network, of course, is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Every Friday at about half past noon, we present the Friday Reporters Roundtable, featuring local journalists who will be sounding off on the week's top stories. Joining me on the Friday Reporters Roundtable, Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Sojourita Sun. Dan stays over from our interview with Arturo Gabaldon. I love that. I love saying that name.
He's got a great name.
He said it's like a Basque name or something like that. But now that I've said it, I want to say it all the time. Mr. Gabaldon, thank you very much. And I'm sure you're in your automobile driving back to Green Valley. We do appreciate you coming up and being with us live on the Buckmaster Show. The Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido. Our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to see you. And, of course, Dan, we have already welcomed you to the program, and it's good to see you again
thank
for
you.
This half hour. Anyway, the redistricting thing, and I'm going to begin with Sarah. Governor Brewer really wants to play hardball on this. Is there a way that she can just, like, kick the members of the redistricting commission out?
No, she can't just wave.
I mean, Monday, can she say?
No. A magic wand.
You're through.
Does not.
I mean,
fortunately,
she'd like to, probably.
Oh, yes. I believe she would. When she sent her letter basically demanding that the commissioners answer a whole series of questions and that that she was demanding answers to all sorts of accusations, I think she would like to get rid of them. She can't single-handedly. The voters are the ones who approved this system several years ago, and it's because we wanted to take politics out of the system as much as possible. And it looks like she's trying to do everything she can to ensure that the competitiveness of districts is not the focus of how districts are redrawn.
But didn't she say she wanted some written response by Monday morning? And unless she received it, I mean, what happens if she doesn't get the written response?
She's I think the language was failure to respond will be
result in a citation.
Yes, or
it's a woodshed thing. They're just going to take them there.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking just before. I mean, we went back on the air, and again, the same thing was going on 10 years ago, which was the first time that we had been dealing with a commission as far as redistricting goes. And it's like all the actors are saying the lines they need to. And in the end, you know what? We're going to listen to the people. We're very interesting down the bipartisan agreement going on down in Green Valley, Sahuarita, which is really rare. And why are they upset? Because they're splitting the two communities, and they don't like that.
Well, that is weird that they are kind of split them right down.
And that just says, we don't understand you.
Yeah. Pretty much. And the language that she used, she sent the letter on Wednesday, and it says she wants responses to all her questions by Monday, and that, quote, failure to respond will be taken as an admission.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah,
does that mean you're going to get, what, sued? Or
grounded? I don't know. It's not the kind of thing that adds any sort of help to this very complicated and very controversial process.
And there was a redistricting meeting on Monday, I believe, here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. And there's, I think they've added one.
They
Isn't
have,
that right?
They have, and I can tell you what, they're going to be very well attended. There's going to be a lot of loud people there, and they're pretty much going to be saying the same thing. The real question, the underlying question is, will it do any good?
Right. And the competitiveness issue is important. It's, I mean, the Redistricting Commission does have a series of goals that they have to meet, and competitiveness is one of them. But
and you say competitiveness, that they look at the percentage of the Republicans and Democrats and independents
right,
that in that district and they kind of try to make it fairly even? Or?
Well, kind of. I don't know that you could ever make it totally even. That would be like the king of gerrymandering.
Yes.
But it would be, it's so people of a similar thought process, background, ethnicity, whatever, are able to have a shot at being at electing someone who represents them.
And even if they can't elect someone who represents them, at least they would have a very strong voice for the person who is in power there. And I think that's important to bring up. But without, you know, like voter busing, we're never going to really have the equal registration in these districts. But it can certainly be a lot better than it is.
Right. And we shouldn't have. I mean, it shouldn't be a one-to-one. Senator Paula Abad was saying not so long ago at one of the meetings in Tucson, Republicans who live in her district, which is heavily Democrat, don't really have a voice, and so they don't participate, and their ideas aren't put forth, and that's something that is a detriment.
Okay, Robert is on the Buckmaster Show live line, and he wants to talk about redistricting. Sarah, slip on your headset there so we can all hear Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, this certainly isn't going to please anyone anyway, but if they took redistricting out of the hands of the legislatures to give it to an independent committee, and now Jan Brewer is just going to fire all these independent guys until she gets to vote her way, what's the difference?
Well, she can't fire them. She can take action to try to remove them, but that will take a majority vote in the legislature as well. So she can't single-handedly do it, although she is certainly making a big stink and doing everything she can to make her point heard.
And remember, you know, again, go back 10 years and just see how it was pretty much the same thing. You know, maybe a little differences, but there was, again, all the angst and the hand-wringing and the words and the I think it's worse this time around, but nobody is surprised by what's happening.
And I have not seen the timeline for this to put this into context. When does this have to be approved and finalized?
Well, I think they want the maps by definitely by the end of the year, but they're at this point listening to the people, see what they have to say. It's a process. They're going through the process. But you know what? We better get it done pretty soon. There are a lot of people who are raring to run for office.
Okay. Final comment?
Oh, I was just going to say, this is very, like you were saying, this is very typical of what's happening across the country. It's not isolated to Arizona.
Yeah, good point.
Well, I was very disturbed, like many folks in southern Arizona who knew Judy Burns, to hear that news that Judy, longtime member of the Tucson Unified Governing Board, she was past president for many years. She was, I believe, the current clerk of the board, and Judy was, she was a good friend of mine. She was always available, whether I was on the TV or now on the radio. And Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial today in your paper, The Star, every child needs someone just like a Judy Burns.
Yeah, and I wrote today's editorial, and I have covered Judy and through her role in the TUSD for many, many years, I think since she got on the board. And she is, as I said in the editorial, she was a very complicated person, but someone who you knew where you stood, you knew where she stood. If she didn't like a point of view or an opinion or a program or didn't think that the focus was on the kids, and anything that happened over at TUSD, she made darn sure that you knew it and that everyone else knew it too. She could be very kind. She could be very confrontational. And I think that she's not a one-dimensional person. She wasn't a one-dimensional person. And that the biggest tribute to her, I think, that she would want, and I'm being presumptuous by saying what I think she would want, but following her example of getting involved in schools, doing the hard work, doing the grassroots kind of stuff, and just never forgetting that the focus on all of this is supposed to be on the kids.
Yeah, and we certainly send out our condolences here from the Buckmaster Show to Judy Burns and her family. It's a great family, and I know they're having a very difficult time right now. Just about TUSD was in the news before this the death of Judy this week with that TUSD employee survey that came out, Sarah Garrett-Gasson.
Right.
How do the employees feel about where they work at TUSD?
Well, a lot of them aren't so happy. And they
certainly get enough bad publicity.
Yes, they do.
Never a shortage of that.
No, and I think just to sort of sum up the responses, it's a case of employees on a personal level don't necessarily think that they're being listened to or that the climate's good or that even that TUSD can meet its mission, but they are proud to work there and to serve kids and to do what they think is their very best. This is one of those cases where, like with the city and the county and any sort of public situation where people are being employed, they talk about, you know, the morale is so bad. When was morale good? I would like to know when things were so
marvelous. That's a good question.
Marvelous.
How far back do you have to go where the morale was good at TUSD?
Yeah, I think a very, very long time. TUSD is a long-standing district. It has a lot of proud traditions, and people are invested in it very emotionally and personally. And I think that's a great asset for the district, and it also can be a very big complication.
That's Sarah Garrett-Gasson, the Arizona Daily Star, the pride of St. Louis, Missouri. And Sarah is very, very excited about the Cardinals. She believes that those Redbirds will win the World Series. But coming from Chicago and being a diehard Cub fan, I don't know if I'm pulling for the Cardinals. I'll pull for the Cardinals just because being a fellow Midwesterner.
Okay.
Go Cards. Okay.
Well, and we'll take it. And I just have to say, go Cards.
And I don't follow football, so I'm not in on this.
Oh, no, this is baseball.
Oh, it's a baseball.
Yes,
I'm
this
sorry.
This is the World Series, Dan.
Game 7 tonight.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
It is the best game of... never mind.
Kind of the World Series of ongoing news stories is the Rosemont Copper. How's that for a segue? Dan, anything new with Rosemont this week?
You know, we've had a couple of interesting weeks with Rosemont. I think we're in the 90-day comment period, but nobody's quite exactly sure. The draft environmental impact statement came out, of course, earlier this month, and the question is, can you go right into the 90 days of public comment, or do you have to wait 15 days? Well, the first public comment session was scheduled before 15 days. That suddenly was called off, and the very last one was also called off. Was it because of that, or was it because a Rosemont PR firm was the one who had organized the meetings, and people weren't quite comfortable with that?
And that is the contention, and he was on our program, the Buckmaster Show, Ray Carroll, the day all of that happened. He had a letter in front of him from Ned Norris, Dr. Norris,
from the
Tohono O'odham Nation.
Right, and okay, so I can see how this can make people very uncomfortable. So at this point, the first meeting is November 12th, Palo Verde High School, 1 to 5 p.m., and they're going to reschedule the first and the last meetings, which were supposed to be in the Sahuarita area. So we'll see what happens. Those are also going to be some very well-attended meetings, I can tell you that. But again, it's also one of those issues that has really united political forces down in our area, because not too many people like this mine.
Yeah, it's something that a lot of people are talking about, and it's that conflict between they promise jobs, they promise this, and they promise that, and then, but you look at the area, you look at the possibility for air pollution, air quality problems, water, which is huge, as you know, we just heard about from Arturo Gabaldon.
Gabaldon.
There we go.
Gabaldon.
There we go.
Arturo Gabaldon.
Go Cards.
Okay.
Sorry.
What about those Blues, St. Louis Blues?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's another subject.
It is.
NHL hockey.
But it's Rosemont is something that is bound to get a response. I don't think I've ever spoken to someone in the Green Valley, Sahuarita area, or even in Tucson, who doesn't have an opinion about Rosemont, yes or no, and how that firm that is, I don't know, but everyone is thinking about it.
And I think it's really important for people who are planning to show up at those meetings to read at least the executive summary of the DEIS and...
take the tour.
Yeah, or take the tour, but speak specifically to what the report says. That's really what they're asking people is, you know what, the outpourings of emotion and everything, very important, but speak specifically to what the report is addressing, so and then your words are going to go a lot farther, I can guarantee you that.
And would you give us that time again for that meeting? Do you have that?
Yeah, that's November 12th, Palo Verde High School, 1 to 5 p.m. That's okay. The first meeting.
Okay, so the meeting that was canceled has not been rescheduled.
It has not been, and then there's the last meeting also has not been. So there are four scheduled right now, but there will be a total of six, we believe.
Okay, Sarah, final question about the Fox Theater in the Black for the first time. I read it in your paper this morning. Since 2006, that's got to be some good news, huh, for downtown?
It is good news, and I think they're not tremendously in the Black, but being somewhat in the Black is a lot better.
Hey, if you're a penny in the Black with the way the news has been, that's great news.
Right. No, the Fox has a lot of really cool shows. They do a lot of different things, and they're trying to expand and do things that other things like a bar, I think, and a restaurant that'll get people to come down there to downtown. And I think anything that can bring people downtown, generally speaking, is a good thing.
And Judy Collins is coming to the Fox Theater, I believe, very soon, in a week or so, a few days.
I was just about to make a really terrible Rio Nuevo sending the clowns joke. I'm sorry.
Should I date myself about Judy Collins?
She's
about
awesome.
Seeing her and shooting photographs for the Arizona Wildcat of her concert in 1968 at Centennial Hall. Why would I do this?
No,
why would I date myself like that on my own radio show? What kind of craziness is that all about? Anyway, we will hope for the best for the St. Louis Cardinals. And yeah, I'll be rooting for the Cards tonight.
I hope that they
win the World Series. Sarah Garrett-Gasson, thanks a lot.
And Dan
Scheer, thank you very much. Both of you have a great weekend. Next up, Weekend Watch with Matt Russell.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA 4-diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialist and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain and Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Oh, I am dancing in the control room in the studio here at KVOI, and the guy that's dancing out by the pool, the culinary cruiser himself, Matt Russell. Matt, I want to congratulate you. When you are not slaving away behind a microphone and looking for those great food buys around Tucson, you actually work running a public relations company that bears your name, and your company brought home four big awards from the Southern Arizona chapter of the Public Relations Society of America, their annual Impact Awards. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I mean, this is an annual event that we participate in, and it is just such a joy to be recognized by our peers in the PR industry in this way, and it's just a reaffirming of the value of strategic public relations, and it's just a privilege for us to represent our clients throughout the year, and to be recognized in this way is just something that that we're very proud of.
Was there any food served at the award ceremony?
Indeed, yes. We were down at the Stillwell House downtown, and they have a remarkable food offering down there. It was a really fun event.
Great. They're speaking of food. This is a huge event for foodies this weekend, the Tucson Culinary Festival.
Yeah, I mean, this is like Super Bowl for all of Tucson's foodies, Bill. You know, I actually had the unique privilege to MC the World Margarita Championship last night.
I heard about that.
Yeah, amazing.
Didn't you stumble home about 2 a.m. or something? I can't believe that you were not driving. Luckily, it was close enough to the Russell Hacienda that you stumbled, I think, into the right house.
That was me. Anyway, we definitely have to congratulate our good friends from La Fuente, who won the judges' choice last night for the best margarita in the world. It was great, a great opportunity to see that family celebrate that occasion. But tonight really continues the Tucson Culinary Festival. They're doing something among the Tucson Originals restaurants, Bill. Tonight it's called the Originals Adventure, and all of the Tucson members of the Originals are going to be having great specials tonight. And one of them that really caught my eye, in fact, we're good friends of the Buckmaster Show, our friends at Noble Hops.
Yay!
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight they're going to be doing a four-course gastropub beer dinner.
Wow.
A different beer paired with each course, of course, right up there on Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. A beer dinner. We've heard of great wine dinners, but they're going to do a beer dinner. That sounds intriguing.
Oh, my good friend Suzanne Kaiser, what a great job they're doing at Noble Hops and Vero Amore. We're so pleased to have them as the Buckmaster restaurant sponsor. What about Saturday? Is there any food that is available?
Yes, if you have any room left in your stomach on Saturday at Los Ventana Canyon Resort starting at 6 p.m., you're going to have a chance to sample a selection of wines from all over the world and dishes from more than 35 Tucson original chefs. This is the grand tasting for this event, and I've often said Tucson is the culinary capital of the United States. It's Saturday night. We're going to know exactly why that is.
And you have the pounds to show for that. The roadmap is right on your stomach. Sunday, the Copper Chef Challenge. Any barbecue involved?
It continues on Sunday from 11 to 3 down there on the Kiva patio of Ventana Canyon Resort. There's going to be mac and cheese throwdowns, pancake throwdowns, brisket, hot dogs, wings. I mean, this is putting chefs against each other, coming out with the best possible meal. And then the event culminates with the Copper Chef Challenge between the current Copper Chef Adam Buzzolini from Maynard's.
Oh.
Is going to be going up against Chef Ryan Clark from the Lodge on the Desert to see who has what it takes to be crowned the Copper Chef of Tucson.
I just lost my producer, Rosemary Brandt's already out of here. She's going to go get in line. Matt Russell, have a great weekend.
Right on, Bill.
Thanks. Friday Focus, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Very good people up there at Splendido. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Also good people. The Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, certified public accountants. Mike Flowers, he's the man for all your CPA needs over at 2919 East Broadway. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, on behalf of Team Buckmaster. Hey, it only takes two to have a team. My producer, Rosemary Brandt, and me, Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. We will see you Monday at noon. Have a great weekend.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.